Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
The Joyce Kaufman Podcast is being brought to you by Code Red Roofers, South Florida's leading residential and commercial roof experts. Code Red Roofers, roofers that respond. Call 844-4-CODE-RED or visit CodeRedRoofers.com.
President Biden's new EV mandates will likely prove to be a sizable wealth transfer from rural red regions of America to urban blue sections and to wealthy Democrats who reside in them, according to reports. On March 20th, the Environmental Protection Agency finalized its tailpipe emission rules for the auto industry starting in 2027. The rules are the strictest in history and will effectively force car makers to have one-third of new car sales be plug-in electric vehicles by 2027 and more than two-thirds by 2032. This represents a dramatic increase from current EV sales, which were about 8% of the new car market in 2023. Climate activists cheered the EPA's move, with the Environmental Defense Fund calling it a day to celebrate American achievement. But critics say that measures like this will be particularly punitive for huge segments of the U.S. population who don't want, can't use, or can't afford EVs. If car makers go along with President Biden's plan to shift their fleets to EVs, the cost of remaining gas-fired cars and trucks will likely escalate as demand dwarfs supply. This isn't industrial policy. No, in reality, it's a type of class warfare that will prevent low and middle-income consumers from being able to afford new cars. And as many traditional car buyers struggle, the federal subsidies and incentives continue to flow to the benefit of EV buyers. According to an October 2023 report by the Texas Public Policy Foundation, as much as $48,000 of the cost of the average EV sold in the U.S. is paid not by the owner, but in the form of socialized costs that are spread out among taxpayers and electricity consumers over a 10-year period. Those socialized costs come in other forms of taxes, government subsidies, fuel economy credits paid by gas car makers to EV manufacturers, and higher electricity bills as consumers absorb the capital costs required to expand the power grid and install new charging stations. The report states that the average model year 2021 EV would cost $48,698 more to own over a 10-year period without $22 billion in government favors given to EV manufacturers and owners. These dollars, which do not take into account the additional dollars that gas car owners will likely pay for their vehicles as manufacturers are forced to make fewer of them, amount to a government transfer of wealth to affluent EV owners. That's right. Here we go again. EV ownership is largely defined by class, ideology, and geography. They're coming to get us all.
The Joyce Kaufman Podcast has been brought to you by Code Red Roofers, South Florida's leading residential and commercial roof experts. Code Red Roofers, roofers that respond. Call 844-4-CODE-RED or visit CodeRedRoofers.com.